Did you know only 9% of construction business owners make more than $200,000 a year? We believe your business should make your life better. We work with construction business owners to systemize their cash flow, workflow, and crew so they can become involved but not required. Have a listen to our podcast if you want to be in control of your business and your life. If you want to get there faster, go to involvedbutnotrequired.com.
Hey guys, I want to talk about staff incentives. I've just been for a walk down the jetty because I thought it'd be nice to be for a walk like I normally do. It gets me thinking when I'm walking and, you know, it gets me outside. I got soaking wet, so I retreated to the car and I'm going to finish what I was saying from here. So talking about how to incentivize your team. A lot of the time, we want to give the guys more than a pat on the back and well done, which, by the way, don't underestimate the power of that. Telling them well done, giving them a pat on the back goes a long way, and that should be your main focus most of the time. Occasionally, you want to give them something above and beyond that at the end of a job, at the end of a good week, or something where they've just done an amazing effort. The traditional way in construction has been the slab of beer on a Friday. Doesn't really send the best message. You know, hey guys, go and get hammered. And we'll see you hungover on Monday morning. You know, it's not the sort of message that you want to be sending. So you want to look at other ways to do it. Now, if we were to say, look, you know, you're going to spend $100, either, you know, you're going to get a premium slab of beer or a nice bottle or whatever, and instead just simply take that and make it a straight monetary incentive and go, I'm going to add it to their pay as a bonus. Well, yes, guys ask this all the time. So yes, you do have to, with bonuses, pay super, and you have to pay tax on them. So, you know, you're not going to be able to simply go, you know what, no worries, you can take that and the full $100. You have to take 10% super out of it. You have to go and take their PAYG tax out of it. So by the time you take 10% super, you're at 90. $90 after tax is probably $60 in their hand. If you give them $60, you know, for doing a great job, they're like, if it's part of their pay, it just disappears. They don't even notice it. Give it to them separately. It feels like you're a bit tight ass. Here's $60. What, I'm supposed to be grateful? You know, it's not even a tank of petrol. Thanks, boss. You know, we have done times where we'll give them several $100 in bonus, and to make it feel special, we'll pay the super and we'll pay the tax on it and whatever's left, you know, $500. We'll give it to them in a brown envelope, you know, in $50, $100 notes. You know, still taxed. It's still through the books. It's still super on it. But it feels like a cash bonus, and it feels like real money because they can pick it out and count it, and they're like, oh wow, this is awesome. Yeah, that has some impact, but it needs to be a significant level for that to work. So, you know, the reality is $400 or $500 doesn't go very far, and if you do that, then people come to expect it, and often it'll just go into credit card or go into a night out and not really have the impact that you're hoping for. So I wanted to tell you a story about a time when I've taken exactly that amount of money and got a huge impact and a huge result from it. And it was a school in officer that we had the contract on, and we'd cooked the estimating. The architraves for the windows, when the estimator took them off, he counted the external windows, did the lineal meter take up, took off the internal side, there's our quantity of architraves. We knew that they were a different and particular type, it was going to be finicky, we'd allowed for that. What he had missed was that as a school, there were a whole lot of other architraves that were required on the internal windows. Because there were windows between hallways and staff rooms and libraries and whatever. And he hadn't counted those. So there were as many internal as there were external windows. But the internal windows were needed to do two sides, not one. So we'd only counted about a third of the architraves. Got worse in that none of them were square or rectangular. They're all trapezoids and random shapes to be inspirational in a school. It wasn't a freaking square joint on the place. You couldn't just set the saw at 45 and cut. So we were hurting. And my ops manager came to me and he said, we've got a problem. And again, this is the benefit of measuring your site profitability. We knew 10% of the way into that job that we were in trouble. And he said, look, I've checked. We're on track at current rate to lose $40,000. I was like, are you sure? First question, are you sure? He's like, yeah, I've checked four times. I've been to site. Here's the reasons why. And I'm like, bugger. Okay. How do we fix it? I went out and had a look, I had to think about it. And I knew all the guys on the site. We had a five-man team. You know, we had about 35, 40 guys in the company. At the time, so it's small enough that I still knew everyone's name. I knew what they liked. I knew where they lived. You know, you have company barbecues and things. You get to know the guys. So I went away and I looked on Red Balloon and I came up with three different ideas for the various guys. One was a V8 supercar track day because two of them were petrol heads, you know, like they're souped up utes. I found that there was a four-wheel drive, lunar four-wheel drive your vehicle that down near Geelong. There was this track where they had built the most extreme four-wheel drive track. You brought your own car down there. They put an instructor in the seat next to you and they taught you how to get the absolute most out of it. Two of my guys had souped up lift kit four-wheel drives that came back muddy as anything on Monday morning. And I had one, you know, adventure junkie. He rocked up on a motorbike and did all this stuff. So I got a tandem skydive because I knew he'd never jumped before. Those were the three things. I downloaded them from Red Balloon, put them on shiny cardboard. They looked really good, color printed. Took them out to site. Pulled the team together and I said, look guys, here's where we're at. And I was straight up honest with them. You know, we've cooked the estimating. We're bleeding. Need your help. You guys are currently running at 2 linear meters an hour. Break even point for us is 5.3 linear meters an hour. Where do you reckon you can get? And in fact, I didn't even tell them the 5.3. I just said, where do you think you can get first? And obviously, your first 10% of the job, you're learning it, it's a new product, you know, weird angles, you're going to figure it out, it's going to get faster from here. And they chatted and they said, look, we could probably get 3.5, 4 linear meters an hour. Okay, cool. I handed out the color brochures and I said, guys, if you can get to 5.3 linear meters an hour, I will pay for you to do your choice of one of these activities. They looked at them and they're like, straight away, the two petrol heads are clustered around one. Two four-wheel drivers clustering the other guy's looking at it like, this is awesome. Like, you're going to pay? Yeah, yep, 100%. I'll give you the voucher. You go and do it. Book your time. Happy days. They were like grins of the size of, I don't know what your size of the grin is. I've completely lost that metaphor. But there you go. They had big grins on their faces, right? They were happy. They were excited. And I said to them, tell you what, further than that, and by the way, I'd done all my sums before I worked on the site. I wasn't just pulling these out of the air. I knew where we were. 5.3 was break even, 7 linear meters, I was making my profit. And I said to them, guys, if you can hit not just 5.3, but 7 linear meters an hour, I will pay you for a paid day off to go and do your choice of one of these activities. Their eyes just popped out of their head. See, I remember that metaphor, that one's not so hard. They've gone off, literally forgot I was there. They huddled and started talking about how they were gonna do this. They absolutely caned themselves over the next 3 weeks. They got to about 5.7, 5.8 linear meters. So they hit their target. They saved me from losing $40,000 and made a little bit, not a lot, but you know, they didn't hit my target profit, but we still made money, which is a lot better than losing 40 grand. And they each got to do their choice of activities. So let's call it round figures, $500 an activity times five cost me $2,500. If I just said to you, look, you can spend $2,500 and save yourself a 40 grand hurt, plus make a little bit of money, you'd be there like a shot. Now, if I'd gone and said to those guys, look, we've stuffed up, we're bleeding. If you can save my bacon and save me 40 grand, I'll give you $500 each, but after super and after tax, there's gonna be 300. Can you imagine the reaction? Ah, right, and so we'll save you 40 grand, work our ringer off for 3 weeks, and you'll give us $300. Yeah, don't think it would have gone down so well. These guys were ecstatic. You know, they didn't hit their paid day off target, but you know, they hit their target, and that non-monetary incentive had a huge effect on them. So think about where you can go to say thank you or incentivize or motivate guys without just money, because the impact of that $500 spend from the company far exceeded what it would have had I just given them or dangled a $500 or even, you know, $10, $50 notes. We wouldn't have come close to getting that that teamwork and alignment that we got from that. Yeah, and there's all sorts of things you can do. There's heaps of articles written about this. You can, you know, if someone's doing well, you can give them something that keeps reminding them that you appreciate them. A magazine subscription, you know, petrolhead, give them a car magazine subscription. It comes once a month, once a quarter. Every time they get it, they think about the fact that you said well done and gave them a pat on the back. One of the other things you can do that's incredibly powerful, if you have a week where you got to ask the guys to work a lot more and you appreciate it and you want to say thank you, send a present to the partner at home. So let's assume that in this case, because I'm not being sexist, but in this case, it happens to be a guy on site and his girlfriend or wife is at home and he's working late, and you send something nice to her and say, thanks, we really appreciate his efforts. He's a superstar. He saved our ass this week. We just want you to know how much we appreciate him and how good a job he's doing. That can be incredibly powerful. And he'll probably get, you know, if you send some nice face cream, and there might be a little treat in it for him, because she got something nice and he gets something nice. So, you know, still going to work out, plus, you know, happy wife, happy life. So it something like that, that you would, is out of the box. Because you've got to remember, some of that pressure of, I need to get home, is because they're getting pressure that I never see you anymore, that can say thank you and can have a really powerful impact on it. And it doesn't cost the earth. So guys, don't just think about how you pay bonuses with money. If you want any other ideas for, you know, how to get, we've got a whole range of things we've used for non-monetary incentives, just comment below or send us a DM. Just comment non-monetary incentives, and we can send you a list of ideas that you can use for your team. See you soon.
We believe your business should make your life better.